Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, folks. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. We are broadcasting from New Jersey today, and the little girl that you heard singing that song to introduce us is the daughter of one of our hosts, Mary, that has done a lot of things to help to us to expand and grow through the Hope Collection. And the Hope's Collection was developed by Dr. Joel Griffin. He was a mathematician and had his doctorate degree in math. And he had the idea of developing a program called the Hope Collection. And the purpose of that was to help people by helping them to help other people. And Dr. Griffin was an entrepreneur, and he was also a visionary man and a servant leader, helping people all around the world. And he wanted to honor the memory of his mother, and her name was Hope. So he decided to develop this program called the Hope Collection. And it's been around for many years, and it's growing like crazy right now. We've added a number of new people into the program, and it's produced some new life in the program, and it's expanding tremendously. We want to invite any of you who want to participate in the program. It's a very simple process. You merely sign on and register. And a very simple registration, 3 or 4 items you have to enter, and you can become a free membership in the Hope Collection. And that provides many opportunities for anyone that wants to be part of it. And the biggest opportunity is the opportunity for you to learn more and grow in helping other people and helping yourselves and your family. Today's program is focused on family and the family unit, and we are here to find out what it is that you would like us to do. What needs do you have? What can we help you with? What interests do you have? So it's all focused on you and your family. It's not focused on us, because we are the coaches to help you, and we are the people who are interested in helping the family unit and in helping. We use a philosophy of helping people by helping them to help other people, and our motto in that philosophy is a pay it forward motto, and it's to make a better world and a better life for all. It starts with a foundation of society, which is the family unit. And we are helping one person, one family at a time. And each of us is working to help you to grow in whatever area you want to grow in. The Hope Collection has 8 major pillars of concentration within the Hope Collection. Things like faith leadership, the family unit and growth, the arts and education and certifications, excuse me, housing, clean air and water, health and wellness, and I kind of throw in financial management in that, because my experience working with families is that the financial management in the family is very important, and it becomes important because improving your finances helps you to be able to help other people as well. So, and to help your whole family. So, the Hope Collection, which includes this program, the Hope Radio Show, is broadcast 5-6 days a week now, and some of the shows are at lunchtime, like this one, where we give people hope for lunch. And some of the shows are in the morning, and even a few are in the evening. And so there's a lot of opportunities for people to listen and learn and to act upon what they learn, because that's the important part of improving your lifestyle. And in any of those eight pillars that I mentioned, you choose what you want to do. You choose what you want to improve in your life. You choose what you want to improve in your family. We make suggestions to you and recommendations, but it's up to you to decide what it is that you want to do. And so each individual makes that decision. Each family makes that decision to make a better life for themselves and to be able to help other people as well along the way. So I see we have a couple of guests here, so I'm going to open up the mics, and we're going to ask them to talk about whatever it is on their minds. I see my friend Country Boy has come in. Hello, Country. How are you doing today, Brad?
Great, sir. How about yourself, Bob?
I'm sorry, Brad. Go ahead.
You sound kind of distant the other day. We're getting a little feedback. I don't know if you had opened the lines already or not, but it's feeding back a little bit. But I was listening and making notes. I always make notes when anybody else is talking. Everybody always tells me, Country Boy, you talk a lot. Yeah, I talk a lot because I have a lot to say.
That's right.
But while I was writing, old man, you said two or three times, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. If anybody out there under the sound of our voice think that they can do what the divine creators told them to do by themselves, then he didn't tell it to you. Because what he's speaking into our lives is bigger than us, which means that you're going to need some help. We surround ourselves with people that have knowledge and expertise in areas that we do not. My granddaddy always used to tell me, son, if you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to get yourself some new players. Why? Because if you've got too many people that have the same ideas, similar ideas, eventually what's going to happen is jealousy is going to sneak up in there. Competition sneaks up in there. They'll end up competing with you, not completing you. Let me say that one more time. They'll end up competing with you instead of completing you. Here at the Hope Foundation, as Oak Man said earlier, we have a whole smorgasbord of information. We've been doing the show going a little over 14 years now, so when we say we serve up hope for lunch, it tastes really great and it's spiritually fulfilling. Fill in those areas of your life that's void, that you don't have. Need a coach? Need this? Lynn Kane, one of our partners, has a program called KISS, Keep It Simple Servant. Do what you do. Oh, I forgot to tell you, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, and we feel honored and privileged just to be able to do it with you. Now, I know how to change my oil, but I don't. I have a mechanic that does that right around the corner. He charges me $14.95. I know how to brush my teeth, Oak Man, but I still have a dentist. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, you guys, put people in your life that can strengthen you. And if I'm a surgeon, I might be the best in the world. But if I need surgery myself, I can't operate on myself. So we want you to leverage yourself, put some people around you that can encourage you, inspire you, and maybe even do things that you can't do, like file your own taxes. I can do that too, but put people around you. You heard Oakman says we help you so that you can help somebody else. Oh, it's kind of like a blessing to be a blessing, but we want you to be blessed first. We don't want you to be selfish, but if you've ever heard the story about airline stewardess tell you when they're getting ready to take off, and we're getting ready to take you off to a whole new altitude, a whole nother level in your life, and they tell you, buckle up now, because you might experience a little turbulence before we get you there. But what happens, they said, if anything happens and the air pressure changes in the airplane, there's going to be an oxygen mask that drops down in front of you. We know you love your mom and them and your babies and your children and your kin folks, but they tell you, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. We're going to be the oxygen. We're going to be the air underneath your wing. We want to help you to grow, but we want you to take better care of you, and we want you to be the best you that you can possibly be in 2023. Doesn't matter what happened in your past. We're living for today because we're not promised tomorrow. And as our mentor Oakman would say, why not starting today make the rest of your life the best of your life? Back to you, Oakman.
Right. I just want to thank you, Country, for that. And I just want to add that participation in the Hope Collection is completely voluntary. We're not forcing anybody to do anything. We're going to make recommendations to you, and we're going to make maybe some examples of things that you could change if you decide you want to do it. It's not us. We're not gonna be a boss, but we're gonna coach you along the way if that's what you want, and we're gonna give you help and give you recommendations. If it's like Country says, we need to surround ourselves, and we do, and we have surround ourselves with people who have skills that we don't. We don't know it all. We're not expert in every field. But we know people and we know organizations that can help people who need help. And we will refer you to any one of those. And it's a team effort. It's not an individual, except the individual people that come to us. But we're not going to try to do everything by ourselves because we can't. It's almost impossible for us to know everything. So we have experts in a lot of different fields, in housing and education and in all different areas that I talked about, the eight areas that we have that we concentrate on, the eight pillars, we call them, of an organization, of an individual, of life itself. And those eight areas touch on almost every area in a person's life. So that's why Dr. Griffin and the team came up with those eight areas to concentrate on through the Hope Collection. And that's what the purpose of this show was set up for, was to concentrate in those eight areas. Now, if something else comes up that somebody needs help on, we can certainly help them in those areas as well. So I just encourage anybody who's listening to either call in or get in touch with one of us. The number here to get into the show is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. Anybody out there listening can dial into that number, and we will hook you up. That's the purpose of the host, is to turn on your mic if you want to talk, or you can just listen if you want to and learn. So anyway, I see we have another tremendous guest here, another one of our super friends, Mary from who has a wonderful family. In fact, her daughter sang the song that was the opening song for the show today. So, Mary, how are you today, my friend?
Good. How about you? I have some big news.
Go for it.
All right. So, because we got approved for the Roku channel, we will, coming up this summer, have network channels on TV, on Roku and Apple, and will be available to be seen, not just heard, coming up. We are going to start rebranding, and we are no longer just a radio station. We are a network. So it's going to be Optimize My Life Network.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And
you want to tell us a little bit more about the TV channels so people can understand how they can get into those or how it works and so forth?
So what will happen coming up is there will be an app created of Optimize My Life so you can see get videos not only from YouTube, but shows coming up. And a couple of the shows that we have are working in the works of setting up right now will be cooking shows. One is going to be for healthy living for people with diabetes, for instance. Our co-host on Wednesday mornings is a certified nutritionist who specializes in diabetes. And she just launched a couple cookbooks that she's got out. And so we're going to work with recipes and give you ideas on how to eat better, easier, and healthier with diabetes. But another cooking show is going to be towards families and how, especially with picky eaters, how you can supplement their food quick and easy to get them to eat the necessary things that they don't normally want to eat.
Wow. That's great stuff. Yes. Great stuff,
and then,
thank
and then,
you so much.
Guys, it just carries along the same tune. Oakman says one thing. I jump on his shoulders and say the same thing. Then Mary comes in and says the same thing. But see, what people don't understand is we're working with people from all different walks of life. We're not standing on the sideline like Nike and not picking on them, talking about just do it. I hear some people in the background saying, man, if I'd have only knew then what I know now. We keep telling you, you're not going to have to reinvent the wheel. We got super friends. Oh, here comes the cliche. I hate them. It's not what you know.
It's who you know.
We surrounded ourselves with super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, but we work together to help bless humankind. They tell you that if you know better, you can do better. So why are we doing what we do? Because we care. We have no hidden agenda. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and you. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. Now, please understand, I'm not talking about nobody, but I was conferring with Webster Dictionary. There's a word in there called stupid, and it simply says continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It's not working, but you do it anyway. But here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to allow you to make a mental zip code change, and we're going to allow you to push the refresh, renew, re-energize, review button. You redo, read means before. That means it's already been done before. We're not going to be able to tell you everything that works, Oakman. Watch this, watch this. We can tell you what not to do.
You know, and two, what works for this person doesn't mean it works for the next person.
Yeah, and the good part about it was we so diverse in our personalities that what works for Oakman may not work for me. What works for Mary may not work for me. We want you – oh, Lord have mercy, I'm all stuck today. Get in where you fit in. If you're
right.
good at one thing, that's what's your purpose. Whatever it is, wherever you're at this point in your life, and you're trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Ask yourself a question, not get better than that. Write it down. It's a two-minute exercise. Get you a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, and on one side, things I like. Did y'all hear that word? Things I like, not what Oatman like. He likes oatmeal. I thought that was the most ugliest food on the planet. I like oatmeal. Why? Because it's ugly. I don't like ugly things. You want me to put it
in for breakfast.
But see, we want you to figure out what you like to do, and then you write them down as fast as you can go. You only get 2 minutes, and when you get to the point, even before then, you can't figure out what you're going to write next in less than 10 seconds, stop. You close your eyes. This is yoga, Mary. Close your eyes. This is yoga, Mary. Breathe. Breathe in through your nose, in through your nose, and exhale out your mouth, and now you're ready for the second part of the test. What do I love to do? You write them down. Don't be confused if some of the stuff that you like ends up on the love side. Now we're getting somewhere. Show me what you're working with. Show me where your passion is. Show me what you love, and then I'll show you your purpose. And then we can pair you up with some people that's been there, done that. Went up the hill was muddy. I stumped my toe and made it bloody. You don't have to stump your toe on the same rock that I stumped my toe on, Oatman. Back to you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. You know, when you talk, I listen. And the reason I listen is because you have so many good points that you bring out at areas that that we need to talk to people about. And I... when you mentioned that we reach out to other people that can help us or help the people that we're working with, a good example of that is Captain Len Kane. Captain Len Kane started an organization over 50 years ago called the Golden Rule Society. And Dr. Joel Griffing recognized through a friendship with Captain Len Kane that it was a good thing to partner with Dr. with Len Kane in the Golden Rule Society. So they developed a partnership between the Hope Collection and the Optimize My Life organization. And it's developed into a tremendous partnership where there's a lot of synergy between the two organizations. And there are so many things, so many helpful programs that Len Kane has developed through the organization of the Golden Rule Society that are there to help people, and many people around the country and around the world are being helped through that. And Len Kane has been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And
hey, Bob.
Yes, go ahead. Hi, Derek. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
we're doing great. We're doing great, and hang in there, Derek. We'll get right back to you in a couple of minutes. So we want to finish what we're talking about right now, and then I'll come back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Len Kane and Dr. Griffing developed this partnership, and it's been going on for a number of years now, and it's getting better and growing. So as Len Kane grows his organization and we grow our organization, there's more opportunities for everybody who comes to us and asks us to help them. There's more opportunities available to all of the people out there that we're working with, and it's a tremendous partnership, if you think about it. And that's just one. I just wanted to mention that as one possibility where people can get a lot of help in any area that they want to. Okay, Derek, I'm sorry. Sorry I interrupted you there. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good. Well, I sent your third video to your email so you can show your wife.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Tell me
Ron did.
Oh, okay.
So you could tell your wife.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to him about it. I'll call him and talk to him about it.
Yeah,
I want to get
my travel business going.
Yeah, I know, and I do too. And we will, very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
That's awesome, Derek. We'll make sure and help you because our coach, Rick Reese, Ron Clayton's twin brother, a brother from another mother, he's one side of the Oreo and Rick's the other side of the Oreo. They must have the same stuff in common that we have in common, our father. Rick Reese is one of the top leaders in the world in the travel business. I've been involved in the travel business since 1988. Actually, not pumping my chest out, but I trained the youngest travel agent in the world at the age of 7. When I met her and her mama, they was living day to day out of a car. God gave me a special anointing, and I gave her a new address and placed it on the cloud. I changed her last name to .com. The name of her business is GoRichBabyTravel.com. Nobody knew she was 7 years of age but me. She can't get burnt with hot grease and fall down those stairs on the internet. Ron Clayton loves it when I say we don't really care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. There's opportunities for everybody. I've been to jail not one time, not two times, 5 times for traffic violations, and I'm a good driver. I may have done what they said I did, but I'm not. That's not who I am. So even though some people go to jail and can't get out and find a job, we've found your talent. That's why I want you to write these things down that you love. Just don't take it from me. I read it in the Word. It says your talent will make room for you. They say, oh, words, don't worry about what they say. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt. They lied. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you're speaking the Word, my granddaddy said, country boy, if you don't have nothing good to say, you got a right to remain silent. Oakman just threw out a secret to you guys, and you weren't even paying attention. He says one of our partners, Lynn Kane. You know him as Tom Cruise, but it wasn't Tom Cruise who was Top Gun, the best fighter pilot in the world. When I call in one of my super friends, I call Lynn if I need to shoot something down. But he also says, well, look, my mama told me, raise a child up the way they should go. Lynn, wherever you go in your life, just be kind. Here, let me translate for you. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. That sounds real complicated, though. Here, watch this. Lynn Kane says, Mary, super friends, let's start an international kindness campaign. Mary's daughter steps up to the plate and says, Mom, I think it's a good idea. All ideas are good ideas, but not all of them work. We're getting ready to go to work. She says, Mom, can we start a kindness campaign? Can we? Yeah, the kindness campaign. Bully has been showing up. Now kindness is getting ready to go to battle with them. Guess what?
He was talking to his buddy, one of his other super friends, Ron Clayton. Ron says, I like that idea. Joel had the same idea. Well, me and Joel was warming up about 20 years before Ron was sitting on the sidelines just learning. Ron says, I like it. I'm the new president now. Let's do something called Hope for You.
Hope for who?
You know,
for you.
I want to add something.
Wait. Hope for you. I'm about done. I'm going somewhere with this story. Watch this. Lynn Cain calls it kindness. Ron Clayton calls it hope for you. And then they let people like me and Oatman come in here and tell you about how wonderful it is to pay it forward, help people so that they can help other people. They even let little loudmouth country boys like me talk about it's a blessing to be. A blessing.
A blessing.
I took that from Shakespeare. But look, if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. That's why Oatman says it's real simple. We don't want to know your life history. We don't even care about your past. We do want to know how we can get in contact with you. So an email address. We might even ask you your name, Oatman. They call you Robert or Bob or Mighty Oak. They might have called me a lake. They called you a pond. They call him the Nile River. They call him the ocean. Doesn't matter what people call you. It's still water. You call them something because you a different religion than me. There can be many roads that lead to the same place. So if we broadcast in the 78 different countries and speaking in tongues, I don't even speak in tongues, but we got a translator. A little app now, you can translate it into 40-something different languages. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? We got enough love amongst us to make the last one hope, make the world go round.
Country.
You see,
country boy. I'm going to introduce another guest that came on. He is the president of the Hope Collection, Mr. Ron Clayton, who is a lifelong friend of mine. I call it lifelong because we've known each other for over 40 years, and we've developed a great friendship together. And he's the president of the board of the Hope Collection, and I know he's got some things on his mind. That's why he comes on. Hi, Ronnie. How you doing today?
Well, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys? Sounds like you got things revved up.
Well, we're doing great.
I hear
we're so happy to have you on the show.
Well, I hear so much excitement and passion from you guys. I know one thing is sure, that the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society are in good hands because two of the greatest leaders in the world, period, are on the line sharing their hopes and love and dream to make this a better world. And country boy, for the first time, some people meet him. They go, wow, he talks fast. And he does. But he also talks truth. He does. And you know what, guys? Because of that, he has the privilege of being a board member of the Hope Collection. He is led by example. He's been touching lives for years. What he's done to help children, like children that are in orphanages, and they at some point, most people don't know, country boy, that at an age, many children are they're opt out of being in an orphanage to be, and they almost have to be. Well, they got no place to go. They throw them in the street. Then you came along with a program and some people. You organized it so they could get trained. And they can be guided, and they can be led, lead a fulfilling life, maybe start over. You offer them opportunities to get involved in commerce, getting in charge of their economics in life, instead of just getting a job and going to work for a boss, and they don't like that anyways. Now you teach them how they can think. They've gone through all kinds of trouble and problems, and they can start a business, and you help them do it. You help them make money. You help them get a solid base for their life and their future. They get mentors. I'm telling you, what a formula for making this a better world, guys. I personally want to thank you, and I'm proud to be affiliated with you.
Well, thank you, Ronnie. You're,
Ronnie,
you're
muted. I sure appreciate that saying that. And, Bob, I apologize for you being so winded, but my last little point there was they said whatever you put out there, the first thing the Oak Man said today is our founder, Joel Griffin, shout out to you, Joel, wonderful man, in a better place now. He mentioned the word synergy, and based on what language you speak, that word may not make a lot of sense to a lot of people. Some people call it Mother Nature, Ron Clayton. Whatever you put out there eventually comes right back. You use that word, Oak Man, around. It comes right back around. I said we have enough love to make the world go around. That's the word that Oak Man was calling synergy, if it's not in your vocabulary. Whatever you put out there will eventually come back around, even if it does not, please hit this part, even if it does not come back from the person that you originally gave it to. But what goes around comes around, and we are encouraging you to have positive conversation with yourself. Last one more time. What most people don't know, that hope, y'all hear that word? Hope. Hope is the grandfather / mother nature for that thing called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you have nothing to hope for, you don't even have nothing to activate that little mustard seed faith that you might have. But that's where we come in. If you can't inspire yourself, can't encourage yourself, can't coach yourself, and can't do it by yourself, then hello, you've arrived at the right place. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, I didn't come out to take over the show. I came in just to edify you. And many people don't know what that word means. At one time, I thought there were people, when I heard they were edifying someone, well, that's just bragging at somebody. Well, the truth is, yeah, it is, but it's in a sincere and honest and with integrity recognition that somebody is touching somebody's life in a positive way. You guys do it in a first-class manner that the world is envious for how you are treating people, and because of you, lives are being changed for the good. Can't beat that, guys.
Thank you, Ron.
I hear Marvin Gaye singing in the background, Oak Man. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, Oak Man, starting with you, me, Ron Clayton, Mary, Rick. And we're inviting you guys to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing for somebody, Ron Clayton? Thank you. We know you're busy, sir, but you're never too busy for the Hope Show. You're never too busy for the family. Thanks for at least giving us the time that you gave us today to spread your wisdom on us, Ron. We appreciate you. We love you, sir.
Well, thank you for the privilege of joining your show. It's my privilege and my honor. And I hope you just say, well, my goal, I hope that everybody listening to the show, we have many platforms, and we've got some exciting news at the next board meeting Monday night, which you guys are both a part of. But the fact of the matter is we have some very exciting news that we're going to share. And you'll be pleased to hear about the Hope Collection and how we're reaching out to the world. And so I want to thank you. That's my understanding of what you're doing is making such a huge difference for so many people. Thanks again. God bless.
God bless you, Ronnie. Thank you very much. You're a prime example of a true servant leader. And the example that you set for us, you've learned a lot of that from Dr. Joel Griffin, and I, as well as I did, I learned a lot of things from Dr. Joel Griffin. But we're carrying that legacy forward, and we're carrying that leadership skill and that servant leadership skill out to other people and helping them to carry it forward also to other people. And you and Mary and Country Boy and just many other leaders in this program are carrying it forward and setting the pace for other people. So thank you also very much for that, and thank you for participating on the show today. We love you.
Translate.
And we appreciate you. You know, very much.
Translate forms.
See you later,
talk
alligator.
You're
gonna
say
adios,
amigo. Crocodile.
Or adios, amigo.
Oh, and we don't just go around eating people. We like fish too.
I just want to make one recognition here to Mary's daughter. Mary, your daughter who's singing that introductory song, it's just such a pleasant rendition of what she's trying to show for all of us. And she, by the way, is only, I believe, 8 years old now. And she's the one that with Len Keynes helped develop the Kindness Club. And I think it was her idea. So it goes to show you that age doesn't really matter in how we're going to help people and the impact we're going to have on people. Age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how young you are, and it doesn't matter how old you are. But we can all continue with God's help and God's leadership to reach out and help other people, and to do things that will have impact on society in general and impact on individuals. So I am just so appreciative of that, Mary. And thank you for helping her to do that.
All right. Go ahead. Hello. I'm here, Nana. What's your name?
Thank you.
Oh. Hi, Randy. I'm best friend. So you love me.
Oh.
Wow.
That's so good.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mary. Man, I got a high five, too. Because I just can't sit here and listen to you talk about somebody. My granddaddy used to always tell me, you heard me say it before, if you can't say nothing good, you got a right to remain silent. So shout out. Happy Mother's Day, Mary. We had last Monday or so, we had President's Day. And Mary asked me, was I going to be on the call? And I'm thinking, President's Day, what is that? She said, we honor the presidents. We honor our president, our new president, Ron Clayton. You probably never even heard of him. We're going to use the children, I said, to confound the wise. Ariana, we call her the little Ron, named her the little princess, is the only person that ever sung happy birthday to me on my birthday, February the 11th, on international radio. I had three people to text me yesterday, Mary and Oakman, wanting to know, who is that sweet little girl on The Voice when your show comes on the air? An eight-year-old that went viral, and no one even knows her name. Here's one more, and then I'm going to hush, because I'm working on some stuff for her. She's writing commercials. She's already published her own book. She's got a lot to say, too. Y'all hear in the background talking like country boys. She just wants to spread her love around. But they told me, my grandmama says, love is not love until one gives it away. He gave us his only son. Give, give. So I wrote this little piece real fast. It's called Stand Up and Speak Out. Yeah. We've been standing idly by and watch our children get bullied. When is kindness going to stand up and speak out? You don't have to scream, country. You don't have to scream either. You don't have to scream. You don't have to shout. Just courageously. Did y'all hear that word? Courageously. I love that word. Courageously stand up and speak out. Abuse and bullying has never been good, and it never will be. It's time. I said it's time. It's time for us to make it stop. Starting with you and starting with me, we got to stand up and speak out. When they mess with you, my sister, my brother, you mess with me. More power in unity, you see. We all have been knocked down, but now, I said right now, it's time for us to take a stand. Stand up and speak out. You feel
Amen.
The pain we feel of us. Most of us been through something similar or the same. But we're not going to stand by and let our brothers and our sisters be abused. And Dr. King says in closing, he says, I've been around the world more than one time before he died. He says, I've seen all different types of cults and all different types of evil. It's a never-ending battle, y'all, of good versus evil. It's kind of like night and day. You can't have one without the other. So if they keep showing up to bully, when is kindness going to show up? I just told you in closing, love is not love until you give it away. So if you, I'm talking to you now, if you want to experience some love today, then you start by going out and giving some love away. Now, we've been telling the kids, and I'm going to tell you adult people too, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's the twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, Oak Man, eventually it will come right back to you. Back to you, Oak Man.
Through the cycle of appreciation, it will definitely come back to us. And Dr. Joel Griffin used to talk about that all the time, about how the cycle of appreciation works. And you've explained it so well. Thank you. Thank you, country. You know, Mary, I just want to thank you personally for all that you do to help us to develop new ways of reaching out to people and to develop new ways of communicating with people what we're all about. And you're just doing an excellent job on that. And thank you so much. We appreciate you, my friend. We love you and we appreciate you.
Thanks, but I'm not exactly inventing things. I'm just taking what people have already done before me and utilizing them.
That's good. That's good.
And
you,
speaking
you
of
have
which,
the ability, you have the skills and the ability to do that. So, most of us don't have those. So you're one of those people.
She didn't invent Windows. She just took us from Windows 1 to Windows 10.
Yeah. That's great. You know, that just makes sense. That just makes sense not to reinvent the wheel, just to take what's available out there and to bring it forward for us to use. That makes a lot of sense. So
Here goes the eruption again, because she tried to get me to talk about myself. She's not going to really talk about herself. But let me just give you some cliff notes real fast. A warrior, princess warrior. We call her daughter princess. She's a princess warrior. Served in the military, a soldier. Knows how to kick butt, y'all. But when she came forth in her heart, she pledged her heart to serve. And then she threw a bonus package in there, serve and protect. Now think about this for a moment. How would you like to be a military fighting mom that has two special gifted kids and a husband to take care of? You're a teacher. You're a psychology coach. You're a life coach. You build internet. She took us and put us on every social media that you could be connected to. Our mentor, who Joel Griffin introduced us all for Burrell Walk, invented Blog Talk Radio years ago. But Mary took what Burrell Walk did, who was worth $40-something billion when he died, and turned it into a real McCoy, a real radio station. Now, how is it possible? Well, we used to could just have a few people talking until we can open up mics for every cell phone that comes on. We can let you stand up and speak out and say what you want to say. So, Mary, shout out. When I threw a little curveball on them and they missed it, I said they had President's Day last Monday. But I said, Mary, Happy Mother's Day. Mary,
Go away. I don't feel like being your mama today. She's a mother every day. She don't get time off. She can't take a vacation for being a mama. Shout out, Mary. And the last one, when you came along, the devil will send people and God will send people. Mary and I don't mind telling my wife, my best friends, my twin sister, everybody that I know. I said, well, look, I have a new, did y'all hear that word? New. God says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing, a new thing, a new thing. He sent Mary into my life. I said she came into the Hope organization and breathed new life. We had life, but we was getting old and rusty and moldy over here. She said, y'all can't stay there in the rocking chair. Y'all got to get up and do something and stop talking about it. So Mary, we love you now. You share you with us 24 hours a day. I was the only person in the world I know I can call at 3 o'clock in the morning and she'll still answer and her husband not get mad. We talk 3 to 4 times a day. Oh, I forgot to tell you the good part. We've never met. We're super friendly. We're super kind. Joel Griffin says, let's take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west,
and
allow every single person to come in and love, y'all hear that word, love their very, very best. So last one, we're calling you out. Every man, we don't care where you are, every woman, every boy, thank you, little sweetheart, princess woman, every girl coming together to help make for a better world. Back you, Mary.
So, one more quick announcement is this weekend, the Hope Collection will have their own platform for social media. We're setting that up this weekend.
Wow.
And there will be.
That's great.
Now, some of us who run Pillars need to learn how to use social media. Derek's actually helped me with this because what we're going to do is have the Hope Collection have its own page, and then there will be different groups, and each group will have its own, each pillar will have its own group. So people who want to reach out to the individuals at those pillars, get questions answered, come up with, talk about whatever, it will all be accessible.
You know, Mary, you're expanding our toolbox. You're expanding the tools that are in our toolbox so that we can reach out to more people and to inform them and to give them things that they need to know that will help them in decisions in their lives. And the more you expand it, the more it helps not only us, but it helps them as well, and it helps them more probably than it does help us. So I'm so thankful to you for doing that. You know, hold on a minute, country.
Go ahead,
I do work in the construction business, and I do work as electrical contractor and other plumbing contractor and so forth. But if I don't have the right tools with me to get those things done, I can't get them done. So we need the right tools, which you're giving to us and you're bringing to us, to make it easier for each of us to work with people and to help them to in their lives to make for a better life for them and to make for a better world. So thank you again so much for all you're doing, Mary. You're tremendous. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
And Derek's a big help with that. He does a lot of behind the scenes for me.
Man, let me apologize to you again for walking on you. When you talk, I tell you, I've never made more jokes about anybody in any platform than I do you. Ron Creighton named you the Mighty Oak. I'm on your radio station, your day, talking about friends and family and whatever you do, and they don't have a card, and they need a green card, and they need to be legal, all that kind of stuff. But while you're talking, it just sizzles stuff in my heart. When you pointed out at the very beginning of the show, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter. But see, they said it's the little bitty things that make so much difference. Those little bitty companies like Google, like YouTube, like Roku, little bitty companies, never even heard of us.
until Mary came along. Now think about that. Little bitty companies, Google, never heard of us, a little blog talk radio station, until Mary did the little bitty thing and doing what she does better than anybody I know, connect us. Thank you, Mary, again for connecting us, sweetie, to the world.
Now y'all got to use it.
Yeah, as long as they come back, I'm good. Really, if I can't.
We have another guest on the show. I'm not sure who it is because I don't recognize the number. The number is a 704 number. You want to introduce
Charles
yourself?
Charles Hughes, you going to talk to us, or you going to talk to the people in the background?
Well, yeah, you don't have to.
Charles. That's one of my super friends.
Charles. Yeah.
Go ahead and mute him, y'all. We got 3 minutes left, old man.
Go ahead.
Charles, are you there?
Yeah, sir. One of those tools you got is not part of...
Go ahead, Mary. Finish this up. We got about 3 minutes left.
Okay. Take that one off.
There's lots of new and exciting things coming every few weeks, and there'll be a lot of incorporations, not a lot of changes. We're adding to it and keeping the existing. And one of the things we're working on behind the scenes is Country Boy and me are working on coming up with, not sure on the time of this yet, but will be a call-in comedy show. So you can call in with your stand-up comedy and clean jokes to uplift you in the middle of the week.
Oh, that's great.
We just think, I make jokes on serious matters, but laughter is good for the soul and the spirit. Everybody has one of those. We don't want you to tell lies about the big fish jumping over the boat. Mary says, keep it clean, keep it funny. We all got little bloops and blunders that we can share that will make somebody else laugh. So that's what we're thinking about. We're going to bring more laughter to the show. Thank you, Mary, for pointing that out.
And one of our first guests is going to be a coach who actually specializes in laughter and giving you all the benefits of why laughter is so important for not just your mindset, but also for your physical health.
I'll give them one quick example, old man. Here it comes.
Okay.
Y'all ready? Are y'all sitting down? Smile, and the world was.
No, I mean, it don't cost you nothing, no, man. I was riding down the road just the other day and rolled the window down, and I said, God, dude, tooted my horn and threw a thumb up in the air. And the guy tooted back at me and threw a thumb back at me and said, bless you, too.
Kindness, y'all.
Wow. Thank you, guys. We're out of time now, so I just want to thank you all for participating. It's such a pleasure having people that are joining on to the program that can help us to make it more interesting and more informative. For all the people out there that we're trying to help. And if you want to reach into us while we're on the show, we're broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number to get in is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. You can come in and just listen, or you can we can add you to the discussion if you want to. It's up to you. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. And if there's areas you need help in, we'll talk to you about that also. So I just want to thank again everybody who participated. My friend Derek from Tennessee and Mary and Country Boy and especially the president of the Hope Collection. Mr. Ron Clayton. So thank you all, and God bless you all. Have a great day.
Appreciate you, old man. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, country. God bless you.